Hello and welcome back to Birthday Skin.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
All right, just a bit tired. I'm all right. I've had a bit of a sugar fix now we've eaten that cupcake.
Yes, this episode is sponsored by my boyfriend's mum's buns.
Don't know if that's appropriate.
Thanks, Jilly.
Thanks for your buns, Jilly.
Oh my god, that really tickled me far more than it should have done. I hope it tickled you too.
Immature.
Oh, can we just quickly talk about when you showed me a picture of yourself when you were younger wearing a glove that looked like a skeleton and what you said?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Amy comes out with some really sweet things sometimes, and today that she said...
You are patronising.
She said, oh, look at me, I'm a skeleton. Skellington. It's so cute. Right, anyway, this episode is all about rosehip oil. You excited, Ames? You don't... Are you there?
Patronised.
Hello, silence, my old friend.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah, I know. I saw that song live once.
It's actually hello, darkness, my old friend.
God's sake. Oh, this episode's going down the pan already, guys. So in this episode, we are going to talk about why rosehip oil is good for oily skin, why it's good for acne-prone skin, what it is, and why Kate Middleton and Miranda Kerr are raving about it, apparently.
What rave?
That was my joke. So Amy found out by probably The Sun that...
It wasn't actually. It's on very many articles.
Very many articles.
That makes sense.
Oh my god, I sounded like that TikTok then. Can I just say, Amy, I found my all-time favourite piece of content, and because I'm a 13-year-old boy, it's on TikTok. Do you want to hear it?
Mm-hmm. My baby. What do you want? It's 3 a.m.
You need to give context.
So
to the
goddamn
last
relatable. So basically, that slapping sound is him being sick. So you know when you were like, when you were really young, and you just used to be laying your
bother
bed
your mum for nothing.
Yeah, you'd be like, mum, and they'd be like, what? And you'd just be like, I don't feel very well. It's basically that, but it's a TikTok. And honestly, oh my god, it's so funny. It kills me every time.
Ridiculous.
Anyway, mommy, shall we get on with the episode?
What do you want? It's 3 a.m.
Right, let's get on with it. So do you want to chat a little bit about what rosehip oil is?
Yeah, so I will give you a little bit of background. So rosehips, if you didn't already know, are the fruit that's left over after a rose drops its petals.
Oh, God, it's like something out of a bloody fairy tale.
Mm-hmm. So it's not the same as rose oil, because that's extracted from the rose petals, mm-hmm. not the rose hips. And organic rosehip oil is cold pressed from certain types of rosehip seeds, and it's been around for bloody ages.
Oh, how long's bloody ages?
Don't know, while.
To be fair, I do actually remember when I was obsessed with Victoria's Secret models when I was about 15, hearing that Miranda Kerr loved help.
Miranda Kerr.
That Miranda Kerr liked it. And I remember thinking, oh, I'm going to buy that. And then I was like, oh my God, it's £6. That's too much for me. Never actually bought it. I mean, it's not that cheap, unfortunately.
One of them is.
But ever since I've tried it, I've got two things to say about it.
Go on.
Do you want the good or the bad first?
I mean, bad.
Mommy. Bad.
The bad.
The bad is that it fucking stinks. I hate the smell of it.
It's not.
It smells
like gas. It doesn't offend me, but I wouldn't.
And oil.
My pie one doesn't. My pie. Doesn't smell that bad. But I get what you're saying. It has got a distinctive smell about it.
It smells like oil. Like, oh God, it's awful. I really, really hate the smell. Do you want the good?
Mm-hmm.
The good?
Yes, mummy.
You know what? One day our kids are going to listen to these and they're going to be like, why?
I'm deleting every single episode before I have a sprog. They'll learn bad habits from me.
As if they wouldn't already.
I'm going to be a very good mum, I'll have you know.
Mummy! You'd be like, fuck off.
Get the fuck out at 3 a.m. I won't even wake up, I'll just let it go. Mum! And I go, fuck off. Get out of my room.
And I'll be like, I'm so sorry about you, mother, I'll help you out. I'll pat you on the back with a sweeping brush when you're thrown up. Right, back to the point. The good thing is that it's... I wake up in the morning and I am shocked at how nice it is and how nice my skin is.
Is it worth the smell?
Yes. Although every time I use it, my boyfriend will give me a kiss goodnight and I'll be like, mommy.
What a romantic story. Some of us don't have goodnight kisses from our boyfriends. Oh, I feel for you.
Shut
that
up.
Makes me sound like he's dead.
Oh god.
He's not dead.
He's not dead. No, he just doesn't, you just don't live together. But also the same thing happens when you use sea buckthorn oil as well.
Oh, woe is me.
Well, anyway, I kind of had a look into why it's good for oily skin and skins that are prone to breakouts. So
skins. It's been a really long evening.
It's been a really long evening and Jilly's buns have really set us off. Right.
I want to go to bed.
So,
mommy.
So, it's really good for acne-prone skin and oily skin because... Stop it, give me a laugh. Because... it's, as we mentioned in our previous episode about skin pH, if you haven't listened to that, that will basically run through the pH scale. Full stop.
I've not done anything.
No, I just made myself laugh. It basically runs through the pH scale and the levels that your skin should be at and what it will be at if you are oily or dry or anything like that. But it's rosehip oil is actually known as like a dry oil because it absorbs into your skin so quickly. And a way of testing whether an oil is a dry oil or not is if you put it on the back of your hand, and then just get like a normal tissue and pat it over the top. So hold it over your hand that you've just put the oil on. And if you remove it and there's no residue on the tissue, then it's a dry oil. But if there is, then it's not. It must just be a wet oil. I don't know. I think
it's an oil.
It's just an oil. So yes, it's known as a dry oil, and it helps to level out the natural pH balance and level of your skin. So if you are finding that you're particularly dry or particularly oily, it's a really good meet in the middle. We have spoken on a few episodes before that if you have oily skin, sometimes your skin is kind of, what's the word I'm looking for when it's overworked or it's... overcompensating for the sake that maybe you've stripped too much oil back to what it's used to, and it will make more because it thinks that you're going to get rid of it. And if you've got dry skin, then it helps to moisturize. So it's just that really nice kind of in the middle oil. So if you're not too sure whether you should be using one, this is the one that you could use either at night time or maybe in the daytime after you've put moisturizer on.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you. Thank you for your input there, Amy. Would
Can
you
we
like
just
to add
clear
anything?
This up, right? I think we need to do an episode on it.
Yes, whether you put an oil on after a moisturiser or before.
Because the court
said
it's after.
Yeah.
And the court are never wrong.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying that I'm sure that, yeah, we're right.
That's
They're
not
right.
What we've preached, though, in the past. Anyway. The benefits of rosehip oil are endless. It's basically just like a miracle oil in
it
a bottle.
It really is.
So it's rich in skin-friendly vitamins. Can you guess how many vitamins it's got in?
YMCA.
ACDE.
ACDNB.
But yeah, these antioxidants are needed to help keep your skin youthful and healthy and
useful.
Plump.
Useful?
I said youthful.
You said useful.
You're being annoying now. And they're also very anti-inflammatory, which will help protect your skin's surface, which, like you were just saying about your pH levels,
yep.
It'll help keep that all intact.
Grand.
Full of wrinkle-fighting fatty acids. I hate the words fatty acids. They don't sound like they'd be very good, but they are.
Yeah, and actually, I think it's omega 3 and 6. Yes, omega 3 and 6 are fatty acids that we don't produce ourselves, but are really necessary for healthy skin. So,
like oily fish and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I think they always say that Mediterranean diet's the best in terms of health, but also a lot of Mediterranean people have quite oily skin, and that's supposed to age really well.
Well, anyway, if you're wondering why a fatty acid is good for you, they boost your skin's hydration and restore elasticity to battle fine lines and wrinkles. So yeah, good for anti-aging properties there, really. Also, are really good for moisturising. You could use a rosehip oil just in place for moisturiser. Like, if you feel like you don't need that extra bit of boost, a rosehip oil is probably more than enough for you.
Yeah, definitely.
One thing I really, really like about rosehip oil is that it's completely organic, so therefore free from harmful ingredients.
Yes.
I really enjoy that. So that's why Kate Middleton raved about it so much.
I was just wondering.
When she was pregnant.
When was that rave? Because I wasn't invited.
Sorry, I already used that joke before.
It was mine first, though.
Yeah, but people don't know
Mummy.
Mummy, she stole my joke. Mummy.
I read an article that said that mixing rosehip oil with sea buckthorn oil is a really, really nice way to like supercharge healing in your skin.
Could not be arsed being that orange. Oh no, wait,
no,
sea buckthorn.
Sea buckthorn oil isn't orange. We've got that from Heckles, but you're thinking of the organic.
What is the one that turns bright orange, makes you like Donald Trump? It is sea buckthorn.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sorry, yes, you're right, it is sea buckthorn. Oh, yeah, I guess. Well, then it would kind of dilute it a little bit.
I mean, my rosehip oil is also orange.
But is it that orange?
No, it's not. It looks that orange if you were to compare the bottles, but when you actually put it on your face, it's not that orange. Whereas sea buckthorn is like, wow, I need to wash my sheets after this. Like,
yeah.
Cushions,
oh my God,
it's ridiculous.
So orange.
I don't wear it. I like it, but I don't use it that often because it's ridiculous.
Well, maybe you could use one drop of that in with two drops of rosehip to try and dilute it a little bit. That would be really good.
Maybe I'll just use it when I stay at your house.
Okay.
But not diluted. Ha ha ha. It's also meant to be good to help prevent stretch marks, apparently.
Ah.
Not get rid of them or stop them coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we're like for the whole like body posy vibes. Mm-hmm. Stretch marks are normal. It's absolutely fine. But apparently, massaging rosehip oil into the skin to help will help improve it by 43%.
Oh.
A paz.
Well.
And also, which ties in quite nicely, could help reduce the appearance of scars.
I like my stretch marks. I think they look kind of cute.
I have them on my boobs and they're not cute.
Oh.
And I don't even have big boobs. It's really fucking annoying. I have the tiniest boobs.
Yeah, but you
stretch marks.
You lost quite a bit of weight.
Yeah,
from when you were younger to now.
I'm no longer a skeleton.
The Skellington is back.
But yeah, it is annoying, but I might go home and slather some rosehip oil on my titties, on my boobies.
Well, I mean, I think in terms of rosehip oil, I find as a dry acne prone skin type that it really, really calms and soothes my skin more than anything. So it's hydrating, but I also notice that my blemishes are very calm and my slightly red areas are quite calm, to the point where I'm going to use it tonight.
I'm actually going to use it tonight as well.
But I've only ever used the Inky List, which is, I don't know how much they sell it for now, but
it's
got gifted
$6.99,
that.
I checked before recording.
Ah, amazing. Well, if anybody is looking to try it for the first time for a slightly lower price point, I would definitely recommend the Inky List. I haven't tried the Ordinary, but then when I went home last weekend, I nicked some of my mum's Liz Earl overnight oil, like a supercharge oil. and it had rosehip oil in. And the reason why I knew was because as soon as I took it out of the bottle, I could smell it. And I was like, oh, let me just check. Yep, it's in there. I just hate the smell. But as soon as it's on your face, it kind of goes.
Yeah.
And I woke up and had the similar thing of like, oh my God, my skin looks so calm. So if you're looking for maybe congested skin or red skin, that might help with that more than anything. And again, even if you are on the oilier side, I would still recommend.
Beautiful. So I have experience with two rosehip oils. The first is the one I mentioned on last week's hit list, which I found in TK Maxx because I'm a bargain hunter.
Yes,
it's the Pi Rosehip Bio Regenerate Oil, which is £24, and I really, really like that. It's really, really nice. And the other one I have used is the Heckles Rosehip and Seaweed Suspension 3.5% Serum, which is £26. But I also really, really like that. I bought it quite a while ago and I used it very quickly. Like, I like used it morning and night. I really, really liked it.
Grand.
And obviously you guys all know our opinions on Heckles, so...
We bloody love them.
My boyfriend went on a...
Oh, yeah. Did he go in?
No.
For God's sake, Cal. Man, sort it out.
He went to see his uni friends in Kent. And then I was like, oh, where are you today? Because he went for a few days. He was like, oh, we're in Margate today. And I was like... So I looked on Find Friends at where he was, and he was probably about a 10-minute walk away. Like, it's like up the... I don't know. Is it Promenade? That's what it's called in Blackpool.
Yeah.
So the Promenade. And I was like... If you go past it, will you just take a picture? And he was like, yeah, I'll take a picture, but I'm not requesting that we go to it because, like, I'm with a load of lads. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. I don't expect you to be like, hey, lads, hey, my boyfriend wants me to go to...
My boyfriend.
Hey, lads, my girlfriend wants me to go to this...
I'm not going
to
edit that out.
Thank you. Hey, lads, my girlfriend wants me to go to this skincare shop. Will you come with me? Because he'd probably get absolutely rinsed, so I get it.
Oh, well, but, never mind. PC Copperman, of course.
Are you all right?
PC Thompson. Oh, why do I call him Copperman?
Copperman.
PC Thompson not fancying getting his pride and joy.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, I wasn't going to ask him to go in. I just wanted a picture of it. I thought it might be nice to upload to the gram. But
well, my best friend went because she lives in London and took a little weekend jaunt to Margate and said it was gorgeous.
My friend at work went. She was like, oh my God.
Is this a competition?
Well, my friend at work went... Said it was beautiful. So
well,
props to you.
I haven't been.
I really want to go.
I know, me too. It's just so far away.
I know, it is really far.
So far away. That's not even a song. Just serenading you.
Okay.
On that note, Ames, we've covered everything with rosehip oil now.
I think we have, to be honest. We're just chatting a lot of shit. This episode's been a bit rogue, to be honest. It's one I was really looking forward to as well.
Yeah, and you've ruined it.
No,
you've ruined it, mummy. Right, well, it's been a joy. And we will see you next week. Thank you again to everybody who has listened and shared. So if you would like to leave a little review or share us on your story, we will love you forevermore. And of course, as soon as you share something on your story about us, we basically cry and jump for joy and then tell you how much we love you. So if you want some of that kind of praise, then share us on your story.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see you next week when we will be halfway through the second season.
Yeah, baby.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, baby.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.